KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly cloudy skies and 66 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Our forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 79. Well, there is a flood warning currently in effect until 11:30 for northeastern Pottawatomie County and central Shelby County. Earlier this morning, the stage of the West Nishnabotna River in Harlan was at the flood stage of 15.2 feet. That high water should work its way down to Hancock this morning. Small rises are possible yet this morning around Harlan, but the river should drop below flood stage between Harlan and Hancock by around noon. Some locations that will experience flooding include Harlan, Avoca, Hancock, the Nishnabend Recreation Area, and Botna Bend Park. Well, National Weather Service says one person was injured by lightning during the storms that hit Sunday. The Iowa Storm Chasing Network said on its social media page that Eastern Iowa storm chaser Danny Murphy was hit by lightning late Sunday afternoon near Denison, but was last reported to have been resting comfortably in the hospital. Crawford County Emergency Management Coordinator Gregory Miller said several highways were covered with water at various points during the storm. Heavy rains broke through a farm retention dam in Denison, causing flooding on Iowa Highway 39. The Omaha World Herald reported that I-29 was closed when the roof and sidewall blew off a building and into a pickup pulling a trailer. Sioux City Police Sergeant Dane Wagner said the truck toppled, but no one was injured. Large tree limbs fell on some houses in Sergeant Bluff in far northwestern Iowa, and Woodbury County Emergency Services Director Gary Brown said there was some rotation in the storm, but no funnel was produced.
Looks like that storm produced some microburst or downdrafts coming out of the front of the storm, with winds now what we believe to be in excess of 70 miles an hour. That's consistent with the kind of damage at least we're seeing in the Sergeant Bluff and Sioux City area.
Daniel Rosales of Sergeant Bluff had a tree in his family's front yard fall through the front of their home.
Me and my dad and my little sister were home. The power went out and then you couldn't see nothing outside. And then as it passed through, we heard a thump. And it wasn't until it passed after that we noticed that there was a tree in the front of the house.
There have been no reports of injuries from the storms in Sergeant Bluff or Sioux City. In nearby Dakota City, Nebraska, two people suffered minor injuries when a tree fell on their camper. Flash flooding occurred over portions of western and central Iowa. A weather spotter in Crawford County had reported 3.6 inches of rain fell in just over a two-hour period Sunday evening. Large hail also fell in Carroll and Buena Vista counties. In Guthrie County, winds of up to 80 miles per hour toppled trees and power lines. Other reports relayed by the National Weather Service last night include heavy rain about 5 miles east-southeast of Charter Oak at around 8:19 p.m. 65-mile-an-hour winds were recorded about 2 miles east of Erling in Shelby County. Also, thunderstorm damage east-southeast of Manning in Carroll County, where tree limbs were downed. Winds gusted up to 60 miles per hour in Irwin, all these during the 7 o'clock hour last night. There was also thunderstorm wind damage 1 mile west of Denison at around 7:30, where some campers were tipped over, and a funnel cloud was reported 1 mile west of Vail in Crawford County. Gusty winds caused a tree branch to fall on a power line in Atlantic Sunday evening. The power line, in turn, fell on the roof of the First Baptist Church at 710 Walnut, setting some shingles on fire. Atlantic Fire responded to the scene just after 6:40 p.m. Sunday. The damage was minimal. Crews from Atlantic Municipal Utilities were called to cut the power to the still-charged line while the firefighters were checking things out inside the church. Officials with Pottawatomie County Emergency Management report that due to earlier electrical storms, a system malfunction has dropped pressure in the city of Hancock's water system. As a precaution, all the citizens in Hancock are urged to boil their water or use bottled water for all food preparation and consumption. The city was distributing a flyer to each residence, providing further information and a contact number for any questions you might have. Elsewhere in the news, one person was arrested, another cited on alcohol-related charges late last night in Montgomery County. According to Red Oak Police, 51-year-old James Franklin Durbin III of Red Oak faces a charge of OWI first offense after he was pulled over at around 11:35 p.m. in the 2000 block of Avenue G in Red Oak. Durbin was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 bond. And 51-year-old Dean Carl Zuko of Red Oak was cited for open container of alcohol after the vehicle he was a passenger in was stopped at around 11:53 p.m. near the intersection of West Coolbaugh Street and Avenue G. Zuko was cited for the offense. and released. In our funeral announcements, Vernon Robert King, age 78 of Adair, died August 14th at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. A memorial service for Vernon King will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. E. Wallace Wally Dick, age 89 of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Wally Dick will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Laverne Joy DeWitt, age 84 of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. Funeral services for Laverne DeWitt will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ariel LaBelle Jensen, age 97, of Sun City, Arizona, died Wednesday at the Bethany Assisted Living Facility in Sun City. Graveside services for Ariel Jensen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery at Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of arrangements. Dorothy Forsman, age 98, of Panora and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Forsman will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Guthrie Center Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Opal Lenore Bishop, age 96 of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Opal Bishop will be Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Sandy Raby, age 44 of Primgar, died Saturday at the Baum Harmon Mercy Hospital in Primgar. Memorial services for Sandy Raby will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Primgar. The Adringa Funeral Home in Sheldon has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.